On Daf Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis, the Mishnah. Hamafrish Nekeva Lepischoi Oizochel Ben Shtei Shonim Yira She Yistai V'Yimocher V'Yiplo Domo L'Shlomit. A person was Mafrish Nekeva Lepischoi. Nekeva is not Roy Bakrove for a Pesach. The same thing as Zocha ben Shtei Shonim. So the Mishnah tells us that not only is it not Roy Lakrova for a Pesach, even though we have a Klal Moisa Pesach is Yoveh Shlomim, but since it was Nitche for Hakrova sa Pesach, so it is Nitche for Hakrova for a Shlomim also. It's therefore Yire Ache Yistoi V'Yimocher Yipludomov leShlomim. So the domim can be used for shlomim, but you can't be makriv in a cave for a shlomim. What does Rashi say? Oizocho ben shteishonim de'ene roi lePesach yire atche yistoi v'yovi bedomov shlomim. So Rashi says, what is the chiddush of the Mishnah? The kivate afroshe. But Afroshe L'Shem Pesach was Matvis Psadin Pesach on it, and it was Nitche Me'akrove. Is Afal Pi Shemi'ikore Dochayu, so even though with the Afroshe it was Nitche, it is not Pshat that it had a Teiris Hakrove and was Nitche from Akrove. Meikore dochi, you never got a teiris hakrove. Harei hu ki kavua shenitche. So this is equivalent to a dovo that had a teiris hakrove and was nitche from hakrove, which one understands more easier that there's a din dichoy. The din dichoy you understand if there's very chala din hakrove and there was nitche from hakrove, so it never gets weiter a teiris hakrove. Mashenkin over here that it never had a teres akrove, so that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that there's also such a din dichui, and that we'll see in the Gemara, that's the chiddush of dichui meikora avadichui. Even though b'shas afroshe, it was nitche, you had a dovo dochi to begin with. What is the din dichui? She'ein hu atzmai korev shlomim, and you cannot be makrevit for shlomim, it was nitche meyakrove. Since Bishasi was Kaira the Shem Pesach, so it was Chal a Pesach that's not Chozil HaKrove, so it's Chal a Kedushas HaKobim that's not Chozil, that doesn't have a Teres HaKrove, so this din remains, Afilu, when the Shem Shlomim is Chal on it, and Be'etzem it's Chozil HaKrove Shlomim, but since it was Nitche from HaKrove HaPesach, that's Nitche from Akrovus HaShlomim also, She'ein hu atzmei korev Shlomim elo domo. Hamafrish pischoi umeis. If a person was mafrish a korban Pesach, umeis, and later he died. Lo yivienu b'noi achov l'shem Pesach. So his son should not bring it l'shem Pesach, elo l'shem Shlomim. The Rashi Amafresh Pisra Yumeis Lekame Meforish Emes Mis Lo Yevienu Bnoi Achov L'Shem Pesach. The son cannot bring it L'Shem Pesach. Bahavalu Pesach Shemesu Ba'olo Ve'ein Kan Menuyim. You can't bring this for a Korban Pesach. Because the father died, the father was the only money on it, so as soon as the father died, so he can't be makribit now, l'shem Pesach, because it's a Pesach without Bailam. So you bring it, l'shem Shlomim. After Pesach, you'll bring it, l'shem Shlomim. It's a Meisar Pesach that is brought for Shlomim. Let us see Tosfos. Amafrish nekeva lepischoi v'yovi bidomeho shlomim. And you'll bring with the domim shlomim. אומר רבינו תם, בהוד קטני ויובי בדומה שלומי, היינו בשנשתיירו אחר הפסח. That means that the korban was left over till after Pesach. כמי כולה בובד דלאל. So ממילס, it's left over בשם, it was left over. So ממילס, so now he doesn't need a Pesach anymore. He was makriv his korban Pesach. So Mimele, so now, so just like Moshe Pesach is Yovi Shlomim, when it's so Mimele, so even though now it's not Chosi Lakhova Shlomim, so it's Oymed Hidmei Shlomim. Avo Koidem HaPesach, Yovi Bidomeo Pesach. But what if he was Mafrish this before Pesach? He still needs a Korban Pesach. So then, it would be Yireh v'Yistai, so he could use the Domim for a Pesach. Chen mechalek behedye bebreise betmure be'ilu kotche. Kedvah Shmuel Mutchitzich, he asks a kashe, he says, Hamafrish nekevel epistroi, so we say that you could use the doi, even though the guf hakorban is not roi lakrovis hapesach, but if it's roi for the domim should be, the domim could be used to purchase a korban pesach. So is ma'ira l'chayre, afilu after pesach l'chayre, you could use the domim for next year's pesach. That means even though in Moshe Pesach is Korev Shlomim, that's if you're being makriv the etzim behemah, so then you can't be makriv it for a Pesach anymore. It's going to be, next year will be too old. So Mamela, that's it in Moshe Pesach is Yakriv Shlomim. But if we're not being makriv the etzim behemah side by side, is Moira, so why is it for Yovi, is this a din dafke? He's interested in bringing a shlomim, or does he have to bring a shlomim? He brings a Rashi that, Rashi before says if he was mafresh mois, then he's tired also, there's a din mois a pace of yobi shlomim. So there is also moira. Why should it be, why can he use this mois to buy a korban pesach for next year? Yobi bidomeo shlomim. Our Kaponim, the Mishnah says that you cannot be makriv the this korban for shlomim, the v'yavi b'domer shlomim. Avol hi atzmo eino kereiv shlomim. Yesh dichi b'domim k'da'oma b'gmore, shemitchilo loy hukdisha likorev hi atzmo. That is a din dichi b'domim, that means we'll see later in Rashi in the Gemara that it only was chal on it a kedushas domim. It was never chal on it a kedushas haguf likorev. So afal pi kein is a din dichri bedomim. That means what was chal on it now? Now the whole kedusha that was chal on it that the dmei Anikeve should be used for a kove, should be used for a korban pesach. Afal pi kein, so there's a din dichui that even though later the behemah is roi to be nikrav al tashlomim, so out the din dichui that was chal before, but then it wasn't roi, then there wasn't chal akdusha la akrove, it was only chal akdusha's domim. So this dichri remains later when it becomes roi to become a shlomi. Kedama b'gmar shemetchil aloi ugdisha likorev hi atzmai. But this is called a kedusha's domim. Yesh dichri b'domim b'kedusha's domim. Ve'im taima, if now it has a kedusha's domim, it was never chal a kedusha lakorev, So what was Chal? There was Chal, a Kedusha that the Dmei HaKol, the Dmei HaBehimi should be used to purchase a Kolb. So why do you need a Mum? Yim Kereno Kamoy Shehi Beloy Mum. Kivin Shemi Oilam Loi Niskat She Kedusha Saguf. The title of Kedusha Saguf is, Kedusha Saguf means, it's Kodosh Lakrove. That's a title, that's a Kedusha Saguf, it's Kodosh Lakrove. Kedusha's domim means that the whole Kedusha is that the value of this chavit should go to Gavoya. Person is magdish, eitzim, things which are not roi lakrovis. That's the Kedusha's domim. The whole din mum is only by something which was Kodesh lakrovim. And then, for some reason, we're not being makrovit, in order to be poided, it has to be, become a bal mum in order to be poided. But if this never had a thing, Kedushas Laka, Kedusha Lakrov, it was only a Kedushas Domim. So Mamela, so let's be poided with Adamun. You can a Kamoishi Beloimum. Even Shemi Oilam, Loinis Kach, a Kedushas Aguf, because this never was Nitzvah, and this Bahime, a Kedushas Aguf Lakrov. Vaimari, the Loimi Boy Magdish Nikai Velapisroi. The Pesach Korev Shlomim Achara Pesach Vihiru Yel Shlomim Him Tchilo Hugdisholakach. So Taisva says, our Mishneh is better than the Kedushas Domim. Why? Because when he was Matvus Hashem Pesach, in Kedushas HaPesach, there lies in the Kedusha that after Pesach, if it wasn't Nikrav, it should become a Shlomim. So in Kedushas Pesach lies a Kedushas Shlomim. In Kedushas Shlomim, an Akeve is Chozi to be a Shlomim also. So that means that Bishas, it was Matvis, a Kedushas Pesach, and this Behemet. So since in Kedushas Pesach li Kedushas Shlomim, and Lemaise it is Chozoy to be a Shlomim that's Kodesh Lahakriv. Emes if we magdish it now for Shlomim would become a Shlomim. No pshat is, he wasn't magdish it now for a Shlomim. But since Al Kaponim in Kedushas Pesach licked Shlomim, which the Behemah is Chozi to become, so there is Nitfas a Kedushas Aguf in the Kol. But it is not a Kedushas Aguf lahakrovas Atzmai, because there's a Din Dichui. Since in the Kedushas Pesach that was Nitfas, so this is a Pesach that's not Chozi Lakrova, because it's an Akeve, or it's Shezocha Ben Shteishonim. So there's a Din Dichui that even though later it'll be Nitvas, a Din Shlomim, a Bakdushas Aguf Likorev cannot be Chal, because since it was Nitche out the Shem Pesach Shaboy, so it's Nitche, even though now it gets a Shem Shlomim, but it's a Shlomim that's Nitche Meyakrova. But Al Kaponim, so the Din Dichui is only in the Teiras HaKrove Sheboy. That it's not Chosi LaKrove. But in Kedushas HaGuf, there still remains a Kedushas HaGuf. No, it's Kodosh Gufoy LaKrovas Domo. There's a Kedushas HaGuf, that it's Kodosh LaKrovas Gufoy. And there's a Kedushas HaGuf, that it's Kodesh Lakrovas Domo. And that was Chal. So the Kedushas, since why is a Kedushas Aguf Chal? Because Be'emison, in the Shem Pesach, licked Kedushas Shlomim, and since this is Chozi to become a Shlomim, so it's very Chal a Kedushas Aguf. So, but it's not a Kedushas Aguf Lakrovas Atzma, it's a Kedushas Aguf Lakrovas Domo. So Taisvi says, by an Ekevel Epischoi, it's Poshet Azoi. Elo, afilu Magdish Nekevel Ashomai. Afilu, he was magdish anekeve la'ashamay. Now, anekeve la'ashamay, he was magdish anekeve cannot be an osham. Now, in Kedushas Osham, this behemoth is mufke from Kedushas Osham. That means Kedushas Osham is osham. And this behemoth can never get a Kedushas Osham. So l'chayre would be a svara to say, so if a person is magdish it for an osham, he can never get a kedushas osham and a keiver. So l'chayre there, one could say that, what the whole hegdish is, that the domim should be used to purchase an osham. Good, so that's a kedushas domim. Like you magdish a piece of wood, you magdish it for, so this is a kedusha that, you should purchase a Osham with the Domin. So Taisu says, Be'emesin, it's not Poshit. Afilu magdish nekeve la'ashamay omar ba'elu kochim tira achetistai v'timocher umay v'yosham. The Gemara says in Tmure that there also you need Riyah. You need Amor. So what does the Gemara say there? The Gemara says there, that there is chal a kedushas aguf by an osham also. At least we have to understand why is there chal a kedushas aguf on an osham. So the Gemara says there's a svar of migu. Migu de nochsi alei kedushas domim, nochsi alei kedushas aguf. That since a kedushas domim was chal, he was matfes a kedushas domim on the osham. And in a cave, that it should be kadosh l'damo, that with the value of this nekeve should be used to purchase an osham. It was matvis a pure kedushas osham, and a pure kedushas domim, I mean, which mitzat his hegdish l'chayre, you should be able to be paid it. That was the whole kedusha. The kedusha is that from the Dmei HaBehema you should purchase an Osham. That's a Kedushas Domim. Now there's a Svara of Migu. There's a Svara of Migu, the Nochsi Alei Kedushas Domim, Nochsi Alei Kedushas Aguf. Now this Migu works as follows. Let us say we have a Behema, let's say a person is Magdish Azocha L'Dmei Osham. Let's talk about such a case. This behemoth could be an osham. And he's magdish it l'dmei osham. From the domim of this behemoth, one should purchase an osham. So now there's a din migu, that l'maise, since the dmei behemoth is kodesh to purchase an osham, and this is also a behemoth, this is a behemoth which could be an osham, so it's automatically this adin migu the nafsa like kedushas domim nafsa like kedushas aguf. So memele, what this if this behemoth could be what the poil yoytze of his hegdish was, that means his hegdish was that the tmeya behemoth should be used to purchase a osham lakrove. So this adin migu that if this Baim alone is Chazi Lakrove, so we'll get a Kedushas Aguf, and if it comes Chazi Lakrove. But the Gemara says a bigger Chiddush, that even though the Baim is not Chazi Lakrove, but since this is a Baim that is a Bar Hakrove, so this Chal and this Baim a Kedushas Aguf, Lakrove's Domo. That means that how much Kedushas Aguf could be Chal is Chal. It can be Chal a Kedushas Aguf lahakrove, because it can be makrev a nekeve for Noshem. Oh, but it should be Chal a Kedushas Aguf lahakrove as domo, that is Chal. A Kedushas Aguf lahakrove as domo means as follows, that there is a Kedushas Aguf, it's not Kodesh lahakrove as gufoy, but there is a Kedushas Aguf, and this Kedushas Aguf is Machayev to Halachas. Halacha number one, that you can't be paided without becoming a Balmum. This Kedushas Aguf, how much Kedushas Aguf can be Nitvis, is Nitvis als Halacha of Migo de Nachse like Kedushas Damim, Nachse like Kedushas Aguf.
The Gabi another loch, it is also not gemeaner at Chalak Dushas Aguf. That it can make a tmure. The tmure will be equivalent to the Osham, but there is a Dushas Aguf, there's a Migu. Migu did not say like Dushas Domim, not say like Dushas Aguf. So how much Dushas Aguf can be nitris in a Nikeva? It's not a Dushas Aguf like Chavas Kufay, it's a Dushas Aguf like Chavas Domim. But it's a Kedushas Aguf like Chavas Domo. So therefore, you need the Yirat Yistayiv in order to be able to be Poydeh. When it becomes a Balmum, then it's Ois Kedushas Aguf. Then it becomes a Kedushas Domo. But Kozman, it's not a Balmum, so it's a Tchal a Kedushas Aguf like Chavas Domo. So Taisvis says that we have here two Svaris. We have in two svaris why it has a kedushas aguf. It's this combination, a kedushas aguf, like Krovas Domo, so Taisus says two svaris. One svara, Pesach is unique, because in kedushas Pesach, li kedushas shlomim, so memele, and now he's magdish it for a Pesach, since in kedushas Pesach, li kedushas shlomim, and a kemes chazil shlomim, so already is chal, because of the kedushas shlomim, Shaboy, that's what Nitvas Akdushas Aguf in the Kol. Taisva says, a bigger Kiddush, Afilu you don't have in the Kedusha that I'm Matvis, a potential Kedushas Aguf in the Kol. What I'm Matvis it for, it's only Chazil Akdushas Domin. But there's a Din Migu, that the Din Migu could be Matvis Akdushas Aguf, to, that's more than the Kedushas Domim that I made. I made a Kedushas Domim, I was Magdishit Ledomo, but after Din Migu, it gets a Kedushas Aguf. So Taisvi says, Afulu Rab Shimon Dom Ahosam Timocher Shalai Bemum Matzimai Dohocher Kedefrish. So Taisvi says as follows. That Din, a Magdish Nekeve La Ashomoi, it is a Din of Tira Atshetis Taev, that is dafka according to the Chachomin. According to Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon says netozoi. Rab Shimon says you could be poided right away. The whole hegdish was you magdishit l'dmei yoshem. So finish that. It's a reini kedushas domim. The svara of migu, Rab Shimon doesn't hold. So to say that it was nitvas a kedushas aguf, migu the nochse like kedushas domim. He made a kedushas domim. She be nitvas a kedushas aguf. That Rab Shimon doesn't hold. So there, Rav Shimon says that you can be pointed with Aramum. The Chachamim hold, you need a mum, because they hold Migu. So forget, so in the Svara of Migu, the Machlek is Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. But Taisus is saying, our Mishnah, we don't have to come on to Migu. Our Mishnah is better than a Noshem, since in Kedushas HaPesach, in every Kedushas Pesach, there is a Kedushas Shlomim also, because Maisa Pesach Nasa Shlomim. So in the Kedusha, where I'm Matfis, and the Nekeve, there's a Kedushas Aguf, which is Roy to be Nitvas, on this Behemoth. So it's like a Nitvas Kedushas Aguf, on a Din Migu. It's not Kodesh Lakrova, also Din Dichoy. But Al Kaponim, a Kedushas Aguf is Chal. But let's just say one more Nekude, which is Taisvis, is that's very misleading. The Gemara says later that our Mishnah holds Balei Chayim Nidochim. The old Balei Afukim from Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds Balei Chayim Einom Nidochim. So according to Rab Shimon, we'll see Rashi in the Gemara, you could be makriv this for a shlomim. You don't use it for a Dmei shlomim. You could be makriv it for a shlomim. A Moise Pesach, you could be makriv for a shlomim. So now Taisva says that people over here, what will be the din, according to Rab Shimon, he'll be made of a Yirat Sheistai. But to be Yirat Sheistai, according to Rab Shimon, you make a bit for a shlom, and there's no din dichoy. So Taisva is speaking about, we learned the previous Taisva, that there's two din in Yirat Sheistai. Before Pesach, you could use this for a Pesach. Yirache Yistayv, and it could be purchased a Pesach. After Pesach, you purchase a Shlomim. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So that halacha, that after Pesach, you can purchase a shlomim, according to Rav Shimon, you don't have to purchase a shlomim. After Pesach, it's nitvas agdusha shlomim on it, so even though it was dochi before me'akrova al Pesach, but balechayim einam nidochim, so me'el before was dochi me'akrova, because al Pesach it's dochi me'akrova, but al shlomim it's not dochi me'akrova. So that means after Pesach, you can use it for a shlomim. But Taisus is speaking about before Pesach. I'm not up to after Pesach. I need money. I was magdish this. This cable of Pesach. I'm not can get it to pay for another carbon Pesach. So I want to use that. I was magdish the demay and the cable for a Pesach. So now the shaila is: do I have to wait till it gets a moon, or don't I have to wait till it gets a moon? So according to the Rav Shimon that says that a magdish nekeiva la shomoy, you don't have to wait. So Taisus wants to say, so lechayre one could say, so over here, if I want to use it now for a Pesach, I could be pointed it right now for a Pesach without a mum. And the Vashmu brings down as I state in Yerushalmitak, and Yerushalmitak is state that according to Rav Shimon, you don't have to have a mum now in order to use it for a Pesach. So Taisus says Nitazai. Taisus says that here, this is better than an Oshem. An Oshem, the whole reason this Akdushas Aguf Nitfas on the Behemoth is because of a lumpus of Migul, the Nosel Akdushas Domin Nosel Akdushas Aguf. This Migul Rav Shimon does not hold. To be Mechayev, that you should need Tira Achat Histoi. But, here, since it's another svara, since in Kedushas Pesach, there is a Kedushas Shlomim, so here the Kedushas Aguf is chal al the Shem Pesach that it was magdished for. Because in every Pesach licked the Kedushas Shlomim, and since this is chazil Shlomim, so memele so al his maisa hegdush alone is nitvas a Kedushas Aguf. No, it's not chazil akrove al tskolben Pesach. So there is a din of Tirach et Histai. That's what Taisus is saying. Zog the Gemara. Omar Avhune Bereide Rabbi Yeshua Shma Minot Lav. From our Mishnah we can learn three halachas. Shma Minot Balei Chaim Nidochem Shma Minot Dichoy Meikora Haved Dichoy Shma Minot Yesh Dichoy Bedochem. Zog Rashi. שמע מינו בעלי חיים נידוחים. בהמה שנדחס בחיים. יראה בהמה that was נדחה when she was alive. דחויה דיחי גומו, דסחלה דיחי, that שאף לכשנירס. Even though later it will become רוי למה שהויס ראויה. For what it was רוי for till now, that means it was נדחה, and then later that סיבה fell off. And now it's roi to akrove, ain't a krove. You can't be back of it anymore. El roi. The hod is nan, tire. Bleikove shlomim higute. That's what it says in the Mishnah. That it's tire, bleikove shlomim higute, shezuhi riyoso. Kimitchila, this is what it's really oimit for. It's really oimit to be nikra for shlomim. Shekol moisa pesach korav shlomim. Every moisa pesach is korav shlomim. So why can't you be makrav it now for shlomim? Later, after pesach, it gets adin shlomim, and a keves chazil akrav shlomim. So the whole reason you're not makrib for shlomim is because since al Pesach it was dochi me'akrove, so the din dichi remains that it's loyal me'ad dochi lakrove, even though now it would be chazi lakrove without the din dichi. So we see it as a din dichi be'balichai. The like Rav Shimon doma balichaim einom nidochim be'perik shnei siri. The gamrinon, Rav Shimon holds, we learn out mi'balmum, that had the moon was nitre.
In Emerson, this Chiddush, that is a din dichui by Balei Chayim, we can figure this out from the Reisha also. What is the Reisha? The Reisha is the previous Mishnah. The Mishnah said, a Pesach shenimtza kaidim shchites a Pesach, was found before shchite, yire ad she yishtoiv, yimocher, yavi bedam av shlomo. So the Mishnah said before, that is a din dichui. He can't be makriv as a shlomim, since it was nitche from a krovis ha-peser. He cannot be makriv as a shlomim. So by Emerson, the shmami no balechayim nidochim, the Gemara did not have to say on our Mishnah. The Gemara could have said on the previous Mishnah already. Elam Yishum, the Mahosh, Aminon, Tlas, Noket Lohochim. But from our Mishnah, we see three alochis. That's why he put all three halachas I mean, there's a tzlach over here. The tzlach asks a kashem. The Bemison we hear Tosfos of Tzadik Vav Amud Beis. Tosfos brings down Rashi. And Tosfos says klar that the reason that Balei Chayim Nidochim, that Mishnah is going according to Kuli Alma, Tosfos says, because there's a dichi b'yadai. Since it's a dichi b'yadayim, so mele everyone holds Balei Chayim Nidochim. So the fact that tzlach for Rashi is very schwer. So the teretz of Rashi's kasha is not, because he could have said it before. Oh, somebody wants to be koyle lo tzvi halachas. He couldn't say it before. Before, since it's a dichi b'yadayim, so mele, so everyone holds Balei Chayim Nidochim. So what's pshat in Rashi? This kasha the tzlach asks. The tzlach wants to say, we had a machloikes, Rabbi Zeire and Rabbi, if Shchita Kova or Chatzos Kova. According to Rabbi Zeire, that Chatzos Kova, and speaking about that the behemoth was around before Chatzos, got lost before Chatzos, they found it before Chatzos. When it came Shas Chatzos, it was Chazi Lakova, and then later he shechted the other one. So according to Rabbi Zeire, it's Adichi B'yodai, because Stoma, preferably, according to Rabbi Yossi, you should be makriv, the first one. Was hufresh mitchila. Or you could be makriv whichever one you want. So by shechting the second one, there's a din dichi b'yadayim on the first one. According to Rabbi Zeire, it's a dichi b'yadayim. And according to Rabbi Zeire, there's no raya that the Mishnah holds balachayim nidochem. But according to Rabbi, the tzlacha that is explained over there, according to Rabbi, the Emerson, the din akrove, since it was ovod b'shas chatzais, it wasn't chozi b'shas chatzais l'akrove, so the Emerson b'shas chatzais, we had the second behema was chozi l'akrove. So meikar adin, the chiyav akrove is on the second one, because that was the first that was chazi lakrove, even though it was the second that he was mafresh, but it's the first that was chazi lakrove. She says later since the halacha is that the second one should be geshoftim for korban pesach halachically, so it's not cool that there was a dichi b'yadayim when I shechted the second one. I'm sure I was matchit. Aloch, it's nitche, because the first one is perfect. So this is not oimed lakrov. So this is not called adichi b'yadayim, this is called adichi d'memeile. So the tzlach says that Rashi is going according to Rabbi. That it's speaking about, we pass him like Rabbi. So according to Rabbi, it's not adichi b'yadayim. So according to Rabbi, akochach, we have to say that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon. So that's what Rashi said, the Gemara could have said before. So the Gemara wanted to said over here to bring all these three halachas. Shema mino tlas. Shema mino dichui mikora hava dichui. Doho nekeva izocha ben shtei shonim mitchilosa iloi nire lama shehugdish. Bishas tatchilos ha-hegdish nire v'nitche means it was Chazi lakrove, and it was nitche meyakrove. That's called nire v'nitche.
הנקי ולפסחוי, או הזוכה בין שתי שונים, מתחילו סוי לא נראה למשהו, זה שנבר was חוזי להקרוב. So it was only חל on the behemah, הקדושה להקרוב as דומו. It never was חל, הקדושה להקרוב as גופה, that was נתחיל. וכמה יראה ולא יקרב שלומן. So even though there never was חל הקדושה להקרוב, that was נתחיל, אבל פי כן, it was only חל הקדושה להקרוב as דומו, על כפונם we say that when it becomes a שלומן, it's still not חוזי להקרוב as גופה. וכמה יראה ולא יקרב שלומן הוא עצמה. ויקר למען די אומר במסך הסוכה, דאין דיחוי אלא הנירה ונתחיל. When is it called Dochoi, that it was Chazi Lakrove? Then it became Nitra Meyakrove, so then that in Dichi remained. But it never was Chazi Lakrove. So the Vala wasn't Chazi Lakrove. Now become Chazi Lakrove, now become Chazi Lakrove. But with my Mishnah, we see Dichi Meykora have a Dichi. Vashma Mino Yesh Dichi Bedomim Kedefrishes. Very unclear what this kedefrishis is. The Masha brings down, there was a Girsan Rashi, and then we'll understand the Hemshech of Rashi later. Understand what Rashi is coming to say. Emerson Rashi is finished already, and what we have now in Rashi is a tshuva of Rashi. This is not Rashi. This is not Rashi bepeirushai, this is a tshuva of Rashi. So the Marsha brings down, what is Pshat? What, how did Rashi learn Pshat in our Gemara? So Rashi said, the Girsan Rashi was, Yeshtichui Bedomim, means as follows. בפרש מוגה בפרש רשי שלפנינו מצוסי שמה מינו יש דיחוי בדומים אפילו הדומים נידוחים מידלוי קטוני ויובי בדמיים פסח עד כאן לשיינה. איסס רשי אירה קשה. Why does it say? לחיירה you bring it for שלומים. Why can you bring it for a Pesach? Why can you be so Taisis Taka said Pshat that in Chanami, before Pesach, he can bring it for a Pesach also. That's what Taisis said. Taisis did not learn like this first Pshat in Rashi. Taisis says you can use the Domim for a Pesach also. Rashi holds Yeshdichui Bidomim, and the words are beautiful, that Yeshdichui, there's a Din Dichui in the Domim also, that the Domim also won Nitche. Since an ikeve is not chozi lahakrove lipesach, so the domim of an ikeve is also not chozi lahakrove lipesach. You can't use this money for a pesach, to purchase a pesach. Yeshdichu bedomim. Now what do? You use the money for a shlomim. Because al kaponim an ikeve is chozi lishlomim. So legabi that, the domim doesn't become nitre. The goof becomes nitre lakrove, but the dom doesn't become nitre. But legabi the shame pesach, afilu the domim is nitre mehakrove. That was Rashi's girse. I don't know the frishes, but this was Rashi's girse, and later this was Rashi's pshat, and later we'll see Rashi comes back to this pshat. But al kaponim, that's a yeshdichui bedomim. So the lashon is very meduyik. The domim also becomes dochui. Now, this is the lashon of Rashi in the tshuva. Bekama mekaymais begmore matzino lashon ze. This lashon of yeshdichui bedomim, one can find in many places. Kabi hodom rab yechinin behema shel shnei shutven. Higdish chetsho v'choza v'lokach chetsho. A person had a behema, which was a shutfen. So half of the behema is his, half of the behema belongs to Shutter. So his Magdash is here. For a Shlomim. But one knows, you can't be Makrev half of a Behemoth. So the Kedusha Shlomim that was Chal, is only, it's not Chal Lakrove, it's Chal Lidomel. It's not Chal Lakrove. Later, he purchased the other half. He was Magdash the other half. So the Gemara says, Kedusha ve'ena kreiva, you can't be makrebet for shlomim, shma mino tlas, and the third thing, shma mino yeshtichoi bedomi. Now, here, very, it's a bissel modne. Pishleim in our mission, it says, you can't use the domim, it says you cannot use it for shlomim, you can't use it for Kolben Pesach. So da habach da, da steht nun the Mishnah that the domim are nitchalk upon him. From what the Mishnah did not say, yira vi, she, yira chi yistai vi yimoche vi yiplo da meo, the dom of the Pesach. So here the Mishnah says you can't use the domim. There it says kedusha veina krevi, can't be makrivit for a shlomim. So what's that over there? Yeshtichi bedomim. Kiyocha, Mesaches Kedushin, Ubezvochim, Zotrashi, Volomati, Perusha, Memeseches Krisus. So, I didn't know Pshat, where do you have over there, Yeshtichi Bedomim? The Gora Asosam Veloshen Azeh. So, the Gemara in Krisus says a different Loshen. Shma Mino, Kedushas Domim, Nitche. Not Yeshtichi Bedomim, no Kedushas Domim, Nitche. Kloima. Shma mino afilu dovo shloi kodosh tchilo lahakrovas gufoy. Something that it wasn't kodosh mitchilo that the gufa dovo should be nikra. Elo lidomo, the whole kdushas was a kdushas aguf lidomo, that you should be makriv the dmei hakovim. Kigoin higdish chetcho So Memele, the whole Kedusha that was Nitfas wasn't a Kedusha Likorit. It was a Kedusha Lakrovas Domo. Afal Pikain, Dochoi Likorev, Ligu, Vechetcha Sheini, I'm sorry, Kigoy, Higdish Chetcha, Vechetcha Sheini Chulin. Is dochi likorim legufi b'tchila sakdeisha. So was dochi likorim legufi b'tchila sakdeisha. The tchila sakdeish wasn't chazi lakrov as gufa. Because it's only half a behemoth. So the chiddush is a nikorim oid. So it cannot be makir, but again lo ilom. The hoyul v'nitche yitche. Since it was nitche then me'akrove. So it's kaseide nitche me'akrove. So what is the chiddush? V'loi teime ein dichi b'kotshim. Ela higdish legufoi v'nitche ma'akri. You shouldn't say that the whole din dichoi is. There was chal akdushis aguf lahakrove. And then it was nitche ma'akri. So then this din dichoi lahakrove remains. Avol kdushis domim. But if there was never chal akdushis aguf likoreiv, there was only chal akdusha lidomov likoreiv. That cannot create a teres dichi in the hakrove, because it would never was chalak dusha lakrove that was nitche. It was only chal akdushes domim likorev, but not akdushes aguf likorev. So there never was a dichoi in the kdushes, there was never a din dichoi in the din hakrove. So therefore, I would think we also lost our hechsher akrove. Kegoin oche dechozal veloka chetzi. Now that he went and purchased the second half, tikorei. Before it wasn't nitche me'akrove. There was only chal akdushes domim. Akdushes domim likorev. There was never chal akdusha likorev. So I would think now that it's chozi likorev. So now the devil was a din dichu in akrove. Vachanami oche parishnu lo. That's pshat. The Gemara's in Zvochem and Kedusha. In Krisus, I was speaking about a case of Higdish Chetzia v'chose v'lochra v'Higdish Chetzia Hashemi. So Rashi, Vachanami oche parishnu lo. So Rashi says that's the same shot over here also. Yesh tichui bedomim. Kigoin nikeva lepesach, lechozi gufa lepesach. So Bishas, he was magdashit, it was never halakdushas haguf lahakrov. Elo ki yagdisho ledomi magdisho, the whole kdusha was that it's kodosh lakrov as domo. I did it chuya. The loichozi lakruve gufe ledova shukdusha loz, but since it's dochli, that it's not chozi to be makre, it wasn't nitche me akrove, but it never became chozi for akrove. Amrin in titcha loilu mafulu lachar ha-pesach, v'chol moiser ha-pesach ha-vishlomim, and the kevel ha-shlomim mechse chozi, afal pikein, it's nitche me akrove ha-shlomim, even though here it never became chozi la-krove skufoi, that's the call, that's the chiddush of yesh dichri bedomim. But even though there was never nitvas akdushas haguf likorev, there's only nitvas akdushas haguf ledom of likorev, afal pikein, it's not, it's dochri the din kdushas haguf likorev. Now where do we see this? The Tonim Asnis in Domeo Shlomim. The Mishnah says that only the domim could be used for shlom avol guf loy. Al mali mekdushas domim loy mebateres dichi. Le'ashken the pligi tanoi b'homilse miyutu v'ashmino shuvis chabein. That means in balechayim the dochim there's a machloikes tanoi. But in this halacha I don't find a machloikes tanoi. But in lomdes it's a meirat shuvas chabeinu atka. So this is a tshuva of Rashi. Now the Maharsha says Rashi Utmili is going back on the pshat what he brought down from Rashi. Now how did Rashi als meforesh say pshat? Rashi meforesh say pshat yesh dichmi bedomim that the domim on nitche mayak, you can't use the domim to be makin it for kol b'pesach. That's a Rashi learned pshat in our Mishnah. Yeshdichu b'domim. The Mishnah says that you use this domim for shlomim, but you can't use the domim for kol b'pesach. So just like the nikeve was nitche meyakrovas gufe, the krovas doma was also nitche. You can't use it for a pesach. But me or leave, like Rashi, amai gora mi moisa pesach, sheroi le pesach, kedamrinin beishe, venitrachu benaisu be moisa. The Gemara says that a moisa pesach, something that was left, that was left over for a korban pesach, can be used for a pesach sheni. Can be used for a pesach sheni. That's the Gemara. Someone needs a Pesach Shein, it can be used for a Pesach Shein. So that means that even though now the Moshe Pesach is a Shlomim, it still be used for a Pesach Shein. So fact Rashi, so why can't the Domim over here, we see that Shlomim is not a stira to Pesach. So why can't this be used? We see a Moisar Pesach is a Moisar Pesach, which is a Shlomim, can be used for Korban Pesach. So if this gets a din of a Moisar Pesach, we see that it can be used by Shlomim. So why can't you purchase with this a Pesach Sheni? But is this different than every Moshe Pesach? So why does it say, so what is Pshat, why is it, why can it be used? We see a Moshe Pesach can be used for a Pesach Shein. So the Bar Shmuel says he doesn't understand the Kashya. A Moshe Pesach can be used for a Pesach, that is true. But here we have another factor which we don't have over there. Here was Nitche from a Pesach. A Moshe Pesach was not nitcha from anything. A Moshe Pesach was that the person was mafresh domim for a Pesach. He lost the money, thus he found it later. Al Kaponim, there was no tzir of dichui. He found it after the shchita, a Moshe Pesach.
that he lost it, no zavudin, it under it, it is shchita. There is no din dichui, there is no din dichui, so it's chazi l'shlomim, and you can use it for Pesach Sheni also. Because the shame shlomim is not mafkiya, the shame Pesach Shabbat. Ma she'en ken over here, here's a different opinion. Here it was nitche from a Pesach. Could be over here. It's a mitzvah, so that's the din dichi that the domim are nitche from a Pesach. From a Pesach sheni also, that's the din dichi in the domim. That's what the Dvar Shmuel asks on Rashi. Zog Tosfos. Shma mino dichi meikora habe dichi. Teimolari. The Perek, Lulev HaGodol, Masi, Kabi Lulev, V'dichui meikore loy havi dichui. Here the Gemara says, dichui meikore havi dichui. Let's explain a little what the Gemara says in Lulav HaGozel. The Gemara Lulav HaGozel says as follows. What is the din if you have, let's say you have meruba anovov me'alo. The din is if you have a hodos, and on hodos sometimes there are blackberries, and the hodos, and if there's more berries than alim, there's a psul in the hodos. So let's say when it was came sukkot, the hodos is more and robin the alim. So it's a posel hodos. It's a posel hodos. In the middle of sukkot, he went and took off the anovin. So the Gemara says, so even though it was nitche, for a heftish on mitzvah, Kozman of Her Anovim, he took off the Anovim, so now it becomes kosher. Because Dichri me kore loy have a Dichri. This is the Gemara. By mitzvahs, Dichri me kore loy have a Dichri. And here we say by Kobonis that Dichri me kore have a Dichri. That's Tosfos Kashi. Here it was Nitche me kore, that means with Bishas Tchilas Akdesha, it was Dochui Makrove. It couldn't be Makrove for a Korban Pesach. And later, when it becomes a Shlomim, we say it still loses its Teiris Akrove. As it did of Dichi Meikore. So never had a Teiris Akrove. And by mitzvahs, we say that even though it didn't have it was Nitche Mi Mitzvah, it wasn't called the Hodoshal Mitzvah, in Betchilas Knesses HaSukkis, because it was Meruba Anov of Me'alo, well, later you'll get a Shem Chavtza Shal Mitzvah, you'll be B'mayit Anov, and we'll be kosher. V'yesh L'chalek Ben Dichoy Me'ikoroy D'gabei Mitzvahs V'dichoy Me'ikoroy D'hakrov. So Tyson says, he can differentiate between Dichri Mikore by mitzvahs and Dichri Mikore by hakrov. How do we differentiate? Taisus doesn't explain. Perhaps Pshat and Taisus is as follows. Rashi in Sukkah explains that a Dichri Mikore by mitzvahs is, let's say a hodos will grow to the shear in the middle of Sukkot. Before Sukkot it didn't have the shear. In Sukkot it grew, and now you have a shear. So we'll say it's for before Sukkot it was, the beginning of Sukkot it was nitche me mitzvah. Before Sukkot I didn't have a chepshul tzimah. I didn't have one. It wasn't around. It came about in Sukkot. That's not called it was dochui. It's called I didn't have one. The Chetzis Shal Mitzvah came about in Sukkot. That means before Sukkot, there was a Meruba Anov of Me'alo, so it wasn't a Chetzis Shal Mitzvah. I didn't have a Chetzis Shal Mitzvah. I take off the Anov, now it became a Chetzis Shal Mitzvah. So from Ayin Yesh, that's not called Dichri. Before I didn't have, and now I got. That's not called Dichri. And Rashi says over there in Sukkot, Rashi gives another marshal. Every Mechusel Zman, every Behemoth, was nitcha me'akrove. Now the back before it's 8 days old. So before 8 days old, so the behemoth wasn't hozi l'akrove. Every behemoth is now how can you be makrove later? So pshat is before it wasn't hozi l'akrove. It wasn't around. It is geboren a behemo, that's chosil a kova, that's not a din dicho. A din dicho, you have to have, so it was nitche, not pshat, it wasn't around and now it came about. Mechusas man is pshat, it wasn't here, it didn't come as yet as man a kova. But over here, behemison is doch nit azay, not pshat, it wasn't around. He made a kdushas pesach on it. Here he said a rezu pesach. He made a kdushas pesach. Is mitzad the kdushas pesach? And it didn't become a din akrova. So that's already called a Pesach Shenitche. We don't have anything, we don't have a hodos, it's another merub meyalo, it's a makrus, we don't have anything yet. Here Pshat is, I have a Pesach which should become chozil akrova, and it was nitche meyakrova, so this has a Teirus Dikri. Maybe that's what Pesach means. ואוי דשני הוסם דמיקורא אפשר לבעותי בתקנת דולוי דוחי גמו. Now Taisus wants to say another story. Taisus wants to say that over there the Ebu is called Dochi because you can always be misaken it. So that's not called Nitche. You had a nova of Meruba Me'alof, so it's not called Dochi because you can always cut it off. So my mail is that, so never was called Dochi Legamo. So therefore, Dichoi mei kore, by such a schwache Dichoi, mei have a Dichoi. Mashenken over here, you couldn't be misakened the Dichoi, als Pesach et nat chosi la krovet. So my mail is, so this, here you do say Dichoi. Vim taima. Mai kemash malon rabbi yoich nebeit hama dikdush gabei mishol shnei shutvim. The whole hundred last milu, the medag that me mil say, Shemini must listen to Hoch. Rabbi Yechanan said in Kiddushin, a member of the Amor, Rabbi Yechanan, Abhaim is of Shnei Shutfim, Higdush Chetsha, because of a lock of Higdush Chetsha Yashaini, the Kiddushin, the Kreva, you can't be Makrebit anymore. Shmami no Tlas, Shmami no Balachayim Nidochim, Shmami no Dichamitawa Abadifu, Shmami no Yashtifa Bidom. So Kaponim, all the same you say this you see from Rabbi Yechanan. Fine. What is Rabbi Yechanan telling us? It's a Mishnah. Rabbi Yechanan is about a different case. In this case, you also see the three same you say this. But why do you need Rabbi Yechanan for? The Mishnah tells us these three you say this. Yeshloime dakati ashmina, the oise tmuro, tmuro sa kiyoitzebo. There, Rabbi Yechanan says a fourth halacha. Rabbi Yechanan says that he can make a tmura. Half al gav da ein a kreva klav. The chiddush is that even though it never got a kedushas akrove, half al pikein, it can make a tmura. So that was really the chiddush of Rabbi Yechanan. He said, the chiddush of Rabbi Yechanan, this we just saw it is best and you could figure out from our Mishnah. But Rabbi Yechanan came to say another Yisod, that it can make a tmura, tmura seki yaitzibo. That's where Rabbi Yechanan said his case of behemish or shnei shutfim. And now Mishnah doesn't say it can make a tmura. Well, that's why Rabbi Yechanan said this is his case. Rabbi Yedichim Yikore makes a tmura. Baha de loika mahosa mishmamina da iset muriki ektiba. Fekta taisa meritike kasha. That's the whole rebus of Rabbi Yechanan. These three things you can figure out from Sochan that time it says. So the whole rebus of Rabbi Yechanan is that can make a tmura. So zog, mishmamina da iset muri. Choshev ala mili de tri. So taisa says, where the Gemara means, in dine triya we see three yisoides of Rabbi Yechanan. But the memra of Rabbi Yechanan Lamaisa was said to tell me the fourth that there's a din tmura. Vim taima, v'neilef mi mechusa zman, idichi mi korahu, v'loi ave dichu. Dachsach mir taisa is asking a shayla, Mechusa Zman, that he was Magdish and Mechusa Zman. I think that's what Taisus is asking. The person was Magdish and Mechusa Zman, so Bishas the Hegdish, you can't be Makrevit, the Dichri may call it, and the Allah is you can be Makrevit later. You can be Makrevit later, as I state. So in Taima, for Taisus, the Nailef me Mechusa Zman, the Dichri may call it, the Loi Havi Dichri. And it's not called adichu. Yesh loima, yesh loima d'shani mechus hazman. The loy is chazi mei oilom l'shum kol. B'shas you were magdish it. It wasn't ischazi me oilom l'shum kol. It wasn't chazi lakovet. Uzman kabua liyos roi liyoy mashmini. And it's azman kabua when it'll be roi lakovet. So that's me, there's a sfora to say, since lo ischazi me oilom l'shum kol, b'shas you were magdish it. It's not chazi lakrove. It's not, so that's a mit, so that doesn't give it a shame dichui. Number one. And number two was man kabuli yisroi liyay mashmini, and when the liyay mashmini will come, it will be chazi lakrove. Ilkach lo shayach le melech minei ba'alme. That's a mir lafuki. Mafuki, let's say, Magdish Nekebel Episoi. So it is Chozi for a Kol. Not Chozi for a Pesach, but it's Chozi for a Kol. Something that's me the Svoradle is Chazi me Eilom Lashum Kol. So that is Mamaya, that it doesn't have a Teres Dicho. It's not called was Dochi Mekob. Never became Chozi Lakob. Something that is chazi lakrove, past mer adin dichos. Ushmamino yesh dichi bedomim, perish rashi betshubosa, tafilu dovo shalai kodesh mitchila kdushas aguf. Elo le kdushas domo, domim, it was only kodesh kupay le domo, dochi umelekarev le psoif, so there's a chal adin dichi am binakrove. You shouldn't say the whole then dichi if there's already chalak dushas aguf lakrove v'nidche meyakrove. Al dushas domi leilimi lemidche. You shouldn't say dushas domi that since it never was chalak dusha lakrove, so memele that cannot be matche when this chalak dushas aguf lakrove then it should be nidche meyakrove. V'teimo leri Hakol dichui meikoroi hu dichui bedomim. Every dichui meikoro is a dichui bedomim. That means if it was dochi meikore, so that chance had never got a kedushas aguf lahakriv, got a kedushas domim. Vimkenk, even doma the dichui meikoro ave dichui, shemine nami diyesh dichui bedomim. So lechere, the last two are repetitious. Every dichi meikore is a dichi bedomim because it was nitre meikore, so it never was chazi lakrove. So it was only chalak dushas haguf lahak lakrove as domo. So every dichi meikore is a dichi bedomim. Oy mari, the mashkachas lai dichi meikore bekodesh dushas haguf. No. It's possible a dichi meikore that's kodesh kedushas aguf. Kigoy sheshochat v'kibul adam bekeili sheyesh b'mayim. Mekabel the dam bekeili sheyesh b'mayim. So lechere the dam becomes chazi lezrike after kabola bekeili. So then it gets the kedushas. And then it gets the din akrove, it gets with the Kabbalah Bekeli. That's when it gets the din akrove. V'kibol adam bekli sheyesh boimai. It's mekabel the dam and a keli sheyesh boimai. The rishin dochiyu. So, let's say the first drop that falls in, the first drop is not chozi lezrike, because it doesn't have a maradam. Hilka, afilu lipsoif chabo adam. Later, you have, when the dam progressed going into the mayim, So l'chayre you have now a maredam. Have a dichoy. So there's still a dichoy. Now here you can't say that it was only chal at fish's dome. This was a behemoth that trozi la krove, and the dam is also a kdushas aguf. It's not a kdushas domen. This is a kdushas aguf, but the din zrike was not called a kdushas domen over here. This is a gherige kolben, it was geschochten. But when it became chozi la zrike, it didn't become chozi la zrike, because the dam that fell into the klishores was nisarev v'mayim, and so therefore wasn't chazil azrike. So memeile, this is adichoy meikore, that is not a baktushes domim. That's a baktushes aguf. Olochi yitzor sulash minin, that all of the domim yesh dichoy. Per kamet ikdushim, befeirish kol atzoyach.